Alex, what was your favourite memory from Auskick?
I've got lots of memories from Auskick. I started when I was 5 or 6 years old and sort of played all the way through. It's been able to play footy with my mates and spend time with my mates on the weekends, and just that mateship, which I still carry through my football now, is probably the main thing.
Were you the big kid dominating, or did you just blend in, or how were you as an Aussie kicker?
I wasn't as tall as I am now. I was actually a midfielder back then, so I spent a lot of time in midfield, but I wasn't a superstar back then, so I had to sort of work my way up the ranks, I guess.
What were winter's morning was like in Tasmania?
Oh, very tough, very cold. I had the full skins on, the long sleeve jumper underneath. Yeah, it was very different to how Auskick looks over here, I think.
So it proved your love for the game then, did it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Can you tell us about your season so far? I mean, we didn't know what to expect coming off 18 months out of the game, but everyone is raving about how well you're playing. Are you happier than, or expecting a lot more than what you've done?
Yeah, I've been happy with how I've been able to perform. And I guess the main thing for me during the time off was I really just wanted to be playing early on, be playing round one and play some consistent footy. In my career, I haven't sort of strung too many games together in a row, so that's probably the main thing that I'm still focused on now and still committed to. But yeah, I am happy with how I've been able to perform and some of the jobs I've done. But yeah, in saying that, I've had a lot of help from my teammates and my coaches, and all that support's really made a big impact on me and made my job a lot easier.
Do you worry about your legs at all? Do you panic about that stuff, or do you just try to focus on playing footy and not think about it?
No, I don't. During my rehab, I was unsure whether maybe it would pop into my head when I started playing, but as soon as I got out there for that first game, the first pre-season game, it was just sort of put to bed, really, and I've got a lot of confidence in the work I've done and all the advice I've been given from physios and coaches and surgeons, and yeah, it's just a non-issue now. I go out confident every week.
Do they plan to give you a rest at some point? And obviously you've got to manage your body through the year. Do you think you'll have a week off at some stage other than the bite?
I don't think so at this stage. It's not something we're planning for. I think, like anyone, it'll just be based on how I'm feeling each week. So at the moment, I'm feeling quite good, getting up for each game well, so I'll just keep going like that until something comes up.
Alex, your role over the years changed at all? I mean, against St Kilda, without as many tall forwards, you seem to get involved a lot more in the play. Is your role evolving as the season goes?
I'll probably move my way up the ground a little bit. The first few weeks I was sort of had a job and was playing a lot deeper, and now I've moved up the ground a bit and Joel Hamling's been playing a bit deep, and I think we're in a good position with our back line where we can sort of chop and change a little bit, and it's been really good to work with Joel, and we can sort of hand over and not just take that big power forward each week. We can help each other out and roll over, which I think is good, because if you get locked into it sometimes and you're getting beaten, it can be quite tough. So I think it's a good thing to add to sort of both of our games to be able to, yeah, add another string.
We saw you limp for about 5 or 10 minutes just over here, yes, against St Kilda. Was that a bit of a scare, or was it just a knock, or what?
No, it was just my ankle. I heard it a couple of weeks ago and went over it again, so it was just a standard thing.
And first, Ross talked about you having to be managed. Does that mean managed during the week, sort of for the next 18 months or so?
We'll just sort of play it by ear and see how it goes. For the last probably month, I've been managed a bit, just the way I've been pulling up. I was expecting that during my rehab, that after so long out, I'm not going to be able to come back, pull up fresh to Daisy and go again the next week. It's quite an effort to sort of get through the week, and I have to really focus on my recovery and do everything right to get up, and so far it's working, and what we're doing at the club's working really well and sort of give me the opportunity to play each week, so we'll just keep doing that, and hopefully as the weeks go by I get more conditioned and I can do a bit more at the club each through the week.
Is it disappointing that Buddy's not playing when you're a defender, or is it great news?
From the team perspective, it's great news that we don't have to worry about him, but from a bit of a selfish point of view, I'd love to play on Buddy, and it's someone I haven't played on yet, and he's widely regarded as the best player, best forward of the modern era, really. So it would be a great challenge, but yeah, I'll have to wait till next time, I think.
I might get the second best bloke, Ronk, yeah. Second best forward of modern era. What do you do with a player like that who you don't know much about, but you know he's in great form?
Yeah, I will look at some tapes and see how he plays a bit and decide who goes to him and how we handle it. Even if Buddy was playing, you can't base the whole sort of defence around one player. So we'll work on it. We'll have a few meetings tomorrow, I guess, and decide how we're going to tackle things.
Did you watch that game and see what he was doing?
I did. Yeah, he did a great job. His tackling pressure was the main thing that it was built on, and that created a few chances for him. So it was great to see for a young bloke to be able to play such a good game. So we'll be, hopefully making sure he doesn't do it again.
your first year in the leadership group, and you've already had to make one tough decision. What was it like chatting to Brad Hill about his punishment?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say I had to make a tough decision with it. The decision on Brad was made through a variety of sources from the club, from, I guess, the CEO, the coach, football staff, and then us as leadership group as well were consulted on it. And it was difficult because I know Brad, and I know what a good person he is and how much he really cares and how much he loved being in a leadership group. So it was tough sort of seeing him go through what he's been through. But, yeah, I know he'll come back and he'll continue to lead and continue to be a big part of us when he gets back from injury and gets back from that suspension. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back and making an impact.
What leads a player to make a mistake like that, particularly a leader and someone who's in their rehab?
Oh, look, I can't really comment too much. There was obviously some things that went on, but I know Brad will learn from that. He's had some things in the past, but he's someone who's really committed to the club and to the group, and he's a really really strong driver of the group, and he's very popular. So he knows that what an impact something like that can have on the rest of the group. So he knows that what he's got to work on going forward, and I'm sure he'll be back and be a great leader of this club moving forward.
Any early indication on Stephen Hill, Nathan Wilson and Michael Walters for this week?
Nothing too much other than they've been looking quite good at training yesterday. I don't know what the official statement is, but I'm hopeful that we can get all three of them back and up and going for this week's game. They're obviously elite players and be a great boost for our side, but if not, we saw that we had blokes come in. Ryan Nighouse was able to come in and do a job in defence, and a few of our defenders, Luke Ryan, Connor Blake, who really stood up and got a bit of the ball, play that Nathan Wilson role. So, yeah, we'll see. Obviously, it'd be great to have him back, but we know we've got guys who can step in and take that role as well.
Yeah, your home form's really strong and your away form's pretty ordinary so far. How do you address that?
It's something we've spoken about, and it's something we're not happy with. Obviously, it's probably not an easy fix, and we are committed to sort of playing some good footy interstate. We've played some tough teams interstate so far, but we know that our goal of being a really good and great AFL team means that we have to win on the road and we have to get it done. So, yeah, we're committed to sort of really going over and making Sydney a business trip, and we're going to go over there and try and get it done for our fans and just for ourselves moving forward. I think we do need to start winning interstate, so yeah, it'll be a big focus moving forward.
Is there any thoughts on you going forward if there's not a match-up for you? I mean, you look at Sydney now without Buddy, that potentially there's not a big centre forward, they might go a bit smaller. Is there thoughts that maybe you can toughen up the forward line?
Oh, there's thoughts in my head because I sleep a bit easier playing as a forward than a defender, but we'll see. There's been not too much discussion with Ross yet about it, and we'll see. I've actually played a couple of games up forward, so I think the option's always there for myself, but as we've seen the last couple of weeks playing against the St Kilda forward line and Richmond forward line that are quite small, I feel like myself and Joel as key defenders are quite versatile and can play on smaller, medium types as well, so we'll go into the game, I think, with a similar sort of plan, but yeah, we'll see what happens later down the track.
Because they have a couple of mediums that play quite tall, don't they? Heaney's very good in the air, Hewitt's very good in the air.
Yeah, they do. Towers playing a bit up forward as well. They've got some dangerous forwards. It's a bit like the Richmond forward line, how they all sort of work together really well, and it's not just one bloke who can get it done for them on any one day. So, yeah, we'll have to go in with a strong plan, and like's been our focus through this year is that we work together really well and we make sure we look after each other and help out, so make sure that one person's not isolated. So that'll be the main thing going into the game.
It looks like blocking will be the rule of the week.
Yep.
Have you paid attention to that? Has Ross spoken to the group about that and what impact that may have on the way umpires rule on things like that?
Yeah, I've followed a bit of the dialogue about it, I guess, over the last couple of days. I think the clubs may have been briefed a little bit, but we've got some meetings tomorrow, so I'm sure that if there's anything that the club's found out, we'll be told then, and we'll see whether that changes the way we go about it. I don't think it will. I think they might be a bit more strict on it. Obviously, after all the talk it's been getting about the blocking, but it's an important role, an important part of the modern day defence to work together and to work for one. So we'll see. We might have to be a little bit more careful, but we'll see what the club has to say tomorrow about it.